The sermon text this morning is today's gospel reading, the parable of the weeds in the field. Please be seated. So, as I was doing sermon preparation, so I tend to do my sermon preparation, and then I look at these editions of a pastor's journal called the Concordia Pulpit. And I have this journal from 1930 to 1959, right? And there are years' worth of sermons in each of them. And these books were formerly owned by Steve Sauer's grandpa, and Steve gifted them to me nearly 17 years ago. And as I was reading up on sermons on today's gospel, because I kind of like to do that, I go, okay, well, let's see what somebody else said about this text. And I read this sermon, and I was looking through that, and I found a sermon on this text from the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany in 1951. And lo and behold, I got to the end of it, and this sermon was written by one Arthur E. Neitzel. And Arthur Neitzel is Marty Neitzel's father-in-law, Tim and Mike Neitzel's grandfather. Pastor Neitzel was, I believe, Zion's longest serving pastor from 1940 to 1968. And many of you know Pastor Neitzel. If you don't know Pastor Neitzel, go over to the bookshelf or the coat rack over here against the wall and look up in those confirmation pictures. And from 1930 or 1940 to 1968, you'll see him in those pictures. And I looked at that and I read through the sermon and I thought it would be a nice tribute to his service here at Zion to let his words speak this Sunday. So this is Pastor Neitzel's sermon from 1951. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but it doesn't seem to be so. As we look out over the world and its doings, as we see and hear what is going on, as we read the summary of the world's events and the reports on its local happenings, it appears that this world is the very world of the devil himself. Still, it remains true. The earth is the Lord's, and he has not abandoned it. The world is the great wheat field where the Son of Man has planted his kingdom, and he is constantly sowing his children as seed. Yet the heavenly husband has his difficulties, even as our farmers and gardeners have theirs. There are bothersome weeds that grow up everywhere to endanger the growing good seed. The godless and the unbelievers are everywhere, and the children of God find themselves surrounded by them. This is a vexing situation. It troubles our mind. Why is this so? What is to be done about it? Let us not try and solve the problem ourselves. Let us permit our Lord to instruct us as we consider what he has to say about the tares, that is, the weeds among the wheat. Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? The master said to his servants, an enemy has done this. The situation puzzles the servants. They can't imagine that he would have sown bad seed. Then how did the bad seed get into the field? The master's servants are perplexed. And so are the servants of God. They know that God has sown good seed. He has planted and preserved his kingdom for many generations. They cannot think that he is in any way responsible for the children of unbelief. But there it is. In the world, even in the lands where God has spread his kingdom for centuries, even in so-called Christian countries, there is much sin, there is wickedness, there is godlessness and superstition and unbelief. Many a person has been offended by this fact. Unbelievers point to it as a proof of the ineffectiveness of Christianity, saying that it shows that the religion of the Bible is genuinely not divine. In the parable, the servants go to the master for an answer to their question. And in this way, Jesus points us to where to go for answers concerning the kingdom of God. We are to go to the Lord. We are to go to His clear and to His reliable word. And where then does this unbelief and godlessness come from? In the parable, the master answers his servants, "An enemy has done this." Jesus later explains, "The weeds are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil." Sin and unbelief were sown on the field of the world when man in Eden disregarded the clear command of God. And to blame God for the fall into sin, as some people do, is the height of blasphemy. God sowed good seed when He made man in His own image. The suggestion to doubt God and to commit sin came from Satan, and man willingly and of his own choice consented. Since the days of Eden, Satan has been willingly and willfully sowing his seed in the garden or in the field of the world. The children of the wicked one, Christ calls them. The devil is still spreading his false doctrine, is spreading temptations to disobedience, is spreading temptations to ungodly living. To all unbelievers, the words of Jesus apply. "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." All ungodly people who do not believe and obey God's word are the children of the wicked one. We are indeed disturbed by growing ungodliness in all parts of the world. Let men explain their social, moral, and economic problems as they will. We Christians who are instructed by the Lord, who knows and who does not lie, in our mad rush to self-destruction, is the very work of the devil, the archenemy of God. But what is to be done about it? In the parable, the master's servants are ready to take matters into their own hands. They're ready to go right out into the field and ruthlessly tear up the weeds that have been sown. And that seems like it's the quickest solution to the problem. Rescue the honor of God. Save the Savior's name. Protect and extend the kingdom of God by force. Peter drew his sword in the Garden of Gethsemane, did he not? Why shouldn't we? Is that the way to deal with the situation? "No," says the Lord Jesus. In our parable, the Master says, "No, let them grow together. For to pluck up the weeds would be to do much damage to the wheat." It will be hard at times to distinguish between what is a new growing stalk of wheat and what is actually a weed. He that grabs a good handful of weeds may also grab much wheat with it. Besides, the roots of both are so intertwined that even the greatest of caution, wheat will be uprooted. The only thing to do is to let both grow until the harvest. What is true in the realm of nature is even more true in the realm of the spiritual. The distinction between one plant and another plant is often more easily made than that between a Christian and an unbeliever. For many, an unbeliever professes to be a Christian. We know that there are some unbelievers within the visible confines of the Christian church. And we know that there are unbelievers within the borders of the Christian church, successfully hiding their unbelief under a cloak of cautious hypocrisy. To ferret these out would be especially difficult and dangerous to the wheat. Besides, human prejudice must be reckoned with. How much havoc has been wrought in the church by the use of violent measures? Think of Saul of Tarsus, who went around to destroy the church and stamp out the early Christian movement. But in the spiritual reality, here's the difference. In our reality, weed doesn't become wheat. But in the spiritual reality, weeds may indeed become wheat. For unbelief often gives way to faith under the influence of the divine word. And what a mistake it would have been if some misguided Christian would have killed Saul of Tarsus before he came to faith and became the Saint Paul that we all know today. No, the weeds are not to be violently uprooted. Let both grow together until the harvest. Some of these weeds may yet be the part of the harvest. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are spiritual. the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the God, word of God. By the word, a better thing can be done than by plucking out the weeds. By the word, not a few of the weeds can be changed into wheat. The enemies of the Savior changed into children of God and heirs of eternal life. So we Christians are in the world not to hasten men into hell, but to save them from hell. The church's calling is to preach the gospel of the kingdom into all the world and to witness to all the nations. This is not the day of judgment, but it is the day of salvation. And Christ is still building his kingdom of grace. And his kingdom is not of this world. His servants do not fight. They are servants of the truth. And they hear his voice. They witness to the truth. So let both wheat and weed grow together until the harvest. The unbelievers will always be here to vex the children of God. They will always be here to live in rebellion against God, to wallow in sin according to their liking. And it will be so until the harvest. And the harvest is the end of the world. Jesus says that the false wheat will be taken care of in good time. At the harvest, the master will command his reapers, "Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." So shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them that do iniquity. And they shall be cast into the fiery furnace. And there shall be wailing of gnashing of teeth. And that will be the last judgment. We are not to forget that the false wheat will be destroyed in the judgment by the Son of Man himself. Thus the parable ends with a solemn warning. Let all unbelievers, the virtuous and the respectable and the vicious, let all of them who are outside the visible church and those that are within the church take note. The end of unbelief is disaster, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. While Jesus speaks this solemn warning to all unbelievers, he would, by this warning, console and comfort the believer. Let no follower of Jesus Christ be tempted to consider his following to be a mistake. Let him not suppose that there is no gain in godliness. Blessed are they that have forsaken unbelief and have forsaken the folds of the wickedness, or the folds of the wicked, for God and godliness, for Christ in the service of Christ. When judgment shall come upon this world, the judge, the Son of Man, shall gather the believers to his right hand and shall say, "Come, ye who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundations of the world were laid. Then shall the righteous shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that is now and the life which is to come. He that hath ears, let him hear." In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds, in the one true faith, and to life everlasting. Amen.